Welcome to the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. My name is Kushpu and I am your host. I am a mind-body manifesting coach and founder of the wellness consulting business, K-Way. I am committed to helping you tap into the infinite power you hold when it comes to intentionally creating a more abundant life that gets you jumping out of bed with excitement. Over here, we chat about all things mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual health to help you constantly manifest bigger and better for yourself. So grab a cup of coffee, bottle of kombucha, or a glass of wine, and let's chat. Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. My name is Kushpu and I'm your host. On this podcast, we chat about all things mindset, manifestation, and personal development. And the whole crux of this show is for you to realize how powerful you are when it comes to creating a life you actually want to be living. How to build a life that not only looks good from the outside, but one that feels so rich, so satisfying, and so abundant. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. On this podcast, we break down the process of manifestation into concrete, action, and tangible steps so that you're able to not only understand how manifestation works, but actually apply it to your circumstances so that you can start to receive your desires with so much ease, whether it's receiving more money coming in faster than you can spend it, more meaningful friendships, that loving partner you've been dreaming about, a job or a career that gets you jumping out of bed, or just an overall better quality of life, whatever it is your desires look like, you can be, do, or have all of it. But it's just about taking what you know and actually applying it. But that's something we're going to talk all about in today's episode. It's actually the crux of today's episode. So I'm very excited because I feel like I'm going to be calling out a lot of people. Some people might get triggered by this episode. And if you get triggered, it's because there's a part of you that is resonating with what I'm saying. And you know that this is holding you back. And use this feedback that, hey, this is exactly what you need to lean into. And before I dive into today's episode, I wanted to share, over the weekend, I went on this retreat and I went in with zero expectations, didn't really know what to take out of it, but I came back and I'm just on like such a high. It gave me everything I didn't even realize I needed. And it was just so restorative, so invigorating, yet so relaxing. And I share this time and time again, but when you intentionally put yourself in new rooms, new environments, new spaces with new people, you will see your growth take place so quickly. You will fast track your success, your joy, and your overall satisfaction so quickly. And even though it was only 2.5 days, I walked away with so many takeaways, so many aha moments that I'm still processing. But truly, I feel like a new version of myself. And I feel like I was almost staring in the eye of what was holding me back. And maybe I'll do a podcast episode on what the retreat actually entails in terms of what we did every day and how that really tied into this. If that's something you would love like me to share, please send me a DM on Instagram. My handle is @kushpu.kway. But I just want to share, like I said, it's being intentional about where you're putting yourself, but also making sure that you're investing in yourself. It is such a power move to pour into yourself, your growth, and who you're becoming. Because in doing so, you send such a powerful message and you walk in such a powerful energy that essentially communicates, I am important, I matter, I value myself, my growth, my well-being, and I believe in myself. Because truly, if we didn't believe in ourselves, if we didn't value our growth and well-being, that's when we're not investing in ourselves. And so just taking that one action, it makes such a difference, which also leads me to my episode. Because when I got back yesterday evening, I wanted to just sit with my journal and go through some of the takeaways and aha moments, and also just sit with my intuition and see what came through. And it really leads me to today's episode. And that's why I wanted to sit down and record it, because I know there are so many people struggling with the same desires time and time again. And as much as your ego is telling you it's going to take forever to manifest, or it's so hard to manifest, truly, and this is the crux of manifestation, is you are nothing more than a few energetic shifts away from getting what you want. Whether it's manifesting their soulmates, or my clients turning an idea into a fully fledged business, or attracting large sums of money, whatever it is, I share stories all the time of my clients who manifest wild outcomes, outcomes that don't make sense to a logical mind, outcomes that seem so far-fetched, so ridiculous. Yet these clients, they're no different than you. The desires that I share, that I've manifested, I'm no different than you. And so often we create this narrative that maybe I'm the exception. Maybe I'm asking for too much, or we feel like our desire is going to take forever to manifest. And we also use our current circumstances as an indicator of what is possible and what is available for us. But truly, and this is the crux of manifestation, if you can envision it, if you can imagine it, it means it was meant to be manifested. But a lot of times there's some resistance going on, some misalignment that needs to be taken care of before you receive your desire. But again, your ego wants to overly simplify, so we'll chalk it up to, well, if it's not here yet, it means you can't receive it. No, let's shut our egos down, turn down the volume, and instead realize that, hey, on some level, I'm blocking my desire, and all I have to do is focus on me and focus on changing who I'm being. And really, receiving your desires can be so easy if you follow the four phases. I've simplified the process of manifestation into four simple phases, which I'm going to walk you through in this episode. And I promise you, if you apply what I'm sharing, you will see things moving so quickly. Just yesterday alone, I was having a conversation with a friend of mine. It was just a normal conversation. It wasn't like a coaching session. And she just told me an area of her life what she was struggling in. And just, we had a really vulnerable conversation. And I asked her, are you open to receiving some feedback? Because again, I don't give unsolicited advice, because if you haven't paid me, it's not my job to blast you with information and feedback unless that's something you want. So I asked her, are you open to receiving feedback? And she was like, absolutely. And so I told her how I noticed one of her blind spots and how she was actually being part of the problem rather than actually being part of the solution. And so I gave her a few suggestions, what she needed to change. I'm not going to go too into it because hashtag confidentiality. But long story short is, when I told her what she needed to do, she was questioning, but how? It's not like, it just, I have to do more. And I was like, trust me, you got to focus on yourself, keeping your side of the street clean. This was about 2 PM. I woke up today morning and I turned my phone on. She sent me a message saying exactly what she wanted to manifest. It came to her in the most unexpected ways. It literally, within 8 hours of this conversation, she sent the message last night at around 10 p.m. She got exactly what she wanted. Our minds will tell us our desires take forever. It's going to be hard. It can be so easy when we invest our energy in the right direction. And so that's why today I'm going to share with you the four phases of manifestation, and we're going to simplify it. You're going to identify which of the phases you need to now pour your energy in, and you're going to make the necessary shifts so that you can receive your desire once and for all. So phase one of the manifestation process is consumption. In this phase, you're acquiring new knowledge and you're expanding your level of awareness. You're starting to learn more about the process of manifestation. So whether that's reading books or listening to podcasts such as mine, watching YouTube videos, investing in seminars, workshops, any way you can receive new knowledge and understanding. You're just in a mode of consuming as much as you can, just so you can understand how the process really works. The second phase of manifestation is the integration phase. In this phase, now you are applying your learnings and you're making changes as necessary in order to change your state of being. Manifestation is nothing more than an externalized your reality is nothing more than an externalized manifestation of who you are being. And so in order to change your reality, you got to change yourself. And so in the phase integration, the second phase, now you're making changes to yourself. You're integrating your learnings into your current way of being, your current existence, in order for you to expand into a new version of yourself. Now you're becoming a new version of yourself. Phase three is momentum. In this phase, you're consciously building momentum around this new identity and overall version of yourself. You're repeatedly showing up as this new version of yourself until being this way feels so natural. Think about it for a second. Is who you're being today, it's not something you're actually thinking about. It's just who you are. And similarity is, when you are changing states, initially it's going to require a bit of self-awareness, being conscious and intentional as you move through your day, checking yourself and identifying, am I going back to old patterns? Or am I actually now choosing new behaviors, new thought processes, and activating new feeling states within myself? And that's why sometimes is you can make a change, but you might not necessarily see the manifestation. It's not because it's not working, but it's just a game of momentum. And that's what phase three is all about. Practicing, 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 becoming, becoming, becoming. And making sure you're building enough momentum. Phase four, which is where we all want to be, and the whole point of manifestation is receiving. Like I said, because reality is nothing more than a reflection of you, it is a given that you will start to see changes in your reality as you change your state of being. And if you are intentional about aligning to that version of you, sorry, if you're intentional about aligning that new version of you with the reality you want, that's when receiving your desires happens really effortlessly and really quickly. But if we don't actually manage our nervous system and turn down the volume of our boisterous ego, we're going to find ourselves getting stuck at that one question, how? And the more you question how, the more uncertain and insecure you feel. And as a result, that overwhelm is going to stop you from taking action. It's going to stop you from actually changing your state of being. Because really, you have to remind yourself, manifestation is a co-creative process. You are creating with a power greater than you. And your job is to figure out what is it that I want and why. What is the emotional experience I associate with that desired outcome? How and when, it is not my job. So these are the four phases. Number one, consumption. Number two, phase two, integration. Phase three, momentum. And phase four, receiving. And here's the thing. Most people, and maybe you are one of these people, they get stuck in phase one. They get stuck in the consumption phase, whereby they just are constantly learning, learning, learning more and more, absorbing new information and whatnot. And then they question why phase four, why receiving isn't taking place, why their desires are not manifesting. And here's the thing, if you actually want to get to phase four, if you actually want to receive your desire, you cannot bypass the middle phases. And here's the thing, and this is the way our egos can be so sneaky to make us feel like we're being, like we're being productive and taking action, is by making endless lists. So lists about the kind of guy we want to manifest, or the kind of home we want to manifest, or by creating vision boards, or listening to countless podcast episodes and YouTube videos, and buying more and more books on manifestation, it makes us feel like we're being productive. It makes us feel like we're being proactive and taking action. And yes, you are being busy. And yes, learning is so great. It's so wonderful. It's one of the core reasons why we're even on this planet, is to learn, to grow, and to expand. But what can also be a repercussion here is it can give you a false sense of productivity. It makes you feel like you're taking action towards your desire, but in actuality, all this learning that you're doing without actually applying it, it ends up distracting you from doing the work that is actually required for you to manifest your desires. Because knowledge is potential power. Application is where the real power lies. Because again, you can know all the things, but if you're not actually applying these takeaways, if you're not actually changing states, again, it's not that you cannot receive your desires, it's not that you're asking for too much, but it's just you're not an energetic match. And truly, without actual embodiment, alignment, and action, your desire cannot and will not manifest, no matter how nice you are. I'll say it again, but without actual embodiment, alignment, and action, your desire cannot and will not manifest. It doesn't matter how many good vibes you put out there. This is the crux, and this is just how the game works. Learn how to play the game. And truly, this is why the work we do around here is so powerful. In the last week, I've had three of my old clients reach out. One was telling me about how one of the ideas she had when we were working together, and we really created some action steps to get the momentum going, she's turned that idea into a fully fledged business. Another one of my clients who I work with, I think it was last year, she has manifested the exact guy she had written down when we were doing the work together. Another one of my past clients, she turned her fear of driving into now becoming a fully licensed driver. And it's not that, like I said, they're any different than you. It's not magic, but instead it's making sure that we are doing phase two and phase three. And like I said, this is why the work we do around here is so powerful, because truly we turn overwhelm into action, because what ends up happening is we can send ourselves into a state of inertia whereby we do nothing at all because of this information overload. And we also turn those great ideas into clear-cut plans. It's one thing to have a great idea, but if you're just sitting on that idea and not taking any action and not doing it, if you're not actually applying the knowledge you have towards that great idea, again, it stays stuck as an idea. And that manifestation you desire, it's just not going to happen. Not because it's not possible, but because you're not doing your bit as an intentional manifester. And if you really want to finally start receiving your desire, start applying what you know and focus on actually building momentum. It really is this easy. Manifesting what you want, it's not rocket science. It's not limited to a few people on this planet. Every single one of us are born with immense power and potential. And when we can lean in and focus on becoming the change we wish to experience, that is when we will see it mirrored back to us. That is when we will change our lives in the most illogical ways, whereby our desires will come to us in ways your ego, your mind cannot even fathom at this point. And if you are ready to really kick your manifestations into high gear so that you can finally receive your desires, please actually apply what you are learning as you go on your journey. And if you are struggling to actually apply it, if you feel like you are applying what you know, yet still not seeing your desires manifest, send me a DM on Instagram. My handle is at kushboot.kway. I currently have a few options in terms of how we can do this work together. It really doesn't take much for me to identify people's blind spots. As I shared with that friend of mine who I had a conversation with, and 8 hours later, she saw her desire manifest. I can identify blind spots really fast, but more importantly, I can give you quick and actionable steps you can take in order to shift your state of being. And so you can send me a DM on Instagram. My handle is at kushboot.kway, and we can walk through and see what would be the best fit for you in order for you to start receiving your desires. And in the meanwhile, I'm sending you love and all the abundant vibes. Have an amazing day ahead.
Thank you so much for listening to the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. If you have an extra minute, I'd so appreciate if you could head over to iTunes and leave this podcast a 5-star review. In doing so, it helps other people receive this message so they can also go to the next level in their wellness journey. I'd love to connect with you, so please let me know what your biggest takeaways are in this episode and tag me on Instagram at kushboot.kway in your social media post, or DM me to help me serve you better and create more content that you can resonate with. I'll see you next week, but in the meanwhile, I'm sending you so much love and good vibes.